Okay, Mr. Thera, you were born in Nome, Alaska in 1904, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And what sort of city was it?
At the time, of course, Nome was a rather busy place because this was the heyday of the gold rush. And my father and mother came from Paris to Nome in 1903. And,
was your father Parisian too?
And my father was Parisian, yes. As a matter of fact, he was a graduate of the he called Central, which is a military college for engineers, and he graduated in the artillery division of the school. And then, of course, my mother lived a refined existence, and her father was a doctor, and they had a background in French history that I won't go into.
And what was it that brought them to Alaska?
Well, my mother and father were married in 1903, and actually they came to Nome on honeymoon, and it was kind of in the light of an adventure, but also he was director of a mining operation in Nome that was sponsored by a Belgian syndicate. And the whole thing seemed to be a rather promising possibility, but the syndicate didn't hold up their end, and where they required funds to carry on operations, or the funds were not forthcoming. And as a consequence, my father, of course, became somewhat discouraged, especially when they encountered the first winter in Nome. And as you know, the snow piles up rather heavily in the wintertime, and sometimes up to 20 feet. And all of the houses are buried, and people get around through tunnels in the snow, under the snow. And really all you see from the walkways on the surface is chimneys sticking out of the snow from the houses.
It must have been rough on your mother.
Yeah, and then in the springtime, of course, the snow melts and everything is very wet, and the place is infested with mosquitoes. And of course, the first thing people do in the early springtime after the snow is thawed, the sun has sawed the ground, everybody goes out into the fields to pick blueberries and that sort of thing, because that whole part of the country is nothing but tundra, and there's nothing more than 2 or 3 feet high in the way of vegetation that stands on the hills for miles around. And so it was an interesting experience for my parents. But on the other hand, it was a very difficult situation, especially we're not raised for that type of hardship.
Mm-hmm. How long were they there?
Well, they were there until 1906, and of course I was there, and they decided to go to San Francisco, and we had an opportunity in San Francisco, and so they moved there and bought a house and furnishings, and were just barely ensconced when the earthquake came on and everything was destroyed. The house was burned and all of their earthly possessions. And
where were they living in San Francisco?
I don't recall the exact district, but they had a house. Some of the names of the streets just don't come to me, but given time they may.
And what happened after the fire?
After the fire, of course, they were, I wouldn't say absolutely destitute, but the situation was certainly deteriorating rapidly. And so the French consul in Nome offered to send my father transportation back to Nome, and they didn't want to return to France, especially under the situation that existed. And